Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, December 9th, 2019. Fight for your freedom. Well, that was a big nothing. So we waited for 8 months for the Horowitz Report, the Inspector General of the Justice Department, on the origins of surveilling the Trump campaign in 2016. So I took notes here. I have notes. But Brett Talman is going to put it all in perspective for us. You know, I was sitting there and I can't say I was surprised, because even though I don't know Mr. Horowitz, I know enough that he's a swamp creature. And I'm not saying that to diminish him, but he's just a guy who's not going to give you anything that's going to come back to bite him in the butt. And he testifies on Wednesday in front of a Senate committee. And so he gives us nothing. The headline is that the FBI made 17, that's a lot, significant mistakes of omission and other things in getting their warrants, surveillance warrants, to spy on Carter Page, a member of the Trump campaign. 17. That's a lot. But according to Mr. Horowitz, there was no bias, political bias, involved in any of the 17 mistakes. And Comey and McCabe, the director and assistant director of the FBI, had no political bias from them. However, he couches that by saying there's no bias that we could find in our interviews or in documentation. So I said, well, didn't Peter Strzok send texts? He was one of the lead FBI agents on the Trump campaign. Didn't he send texts to his mistress saying that Trump was a danger and they were going to derail him? I think that's documentation. It was bias. Oh, no. That didn't directly affect Agent Strzok's work, says Mr. Horowitz. Sorry. Not cutting it for me. So almost immediately after the Horowitz statement was released, 434 pages of it, the U.S. Attorney John Durham, investigating the same thing from a criminal perspective, releases a statement. Very unusual. And this takes all the energy out of the far left press. Quote, based on the evidence collected to date, and while our investigation is ongoing, last month we advised the Inspector General, that's Horowitz, that we do not agree with some of the report's conclusions as to predication, and we'll have Brett Talman in a moment define that for us, and how the FBI case was opened, unquote. Let me read it again because I screwed it up. All right, based on the evidence collected to date, Mr. Durham's evidence, and while our investigation is ongoing, last month we advised the Inspector General we do not agree with some of the report's conclusions as to predication and how the FBI case was opened. So Durham's basically saying this is a bunch of bull. That's what he's saying. That Horowitz thing is bull. Now, Horowitz got all kinds of, oh, well, I couldn't do this and I couldn't do that. And Durham's scope is much bigger and I had to stay in the justice. But he's basically saying to you, the American people, the most important aspect of the story is you. All right. Horowitz just, I don't know what he's talking about. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Here's a very interesting story. So as you know, Mike Bloomberg has ordered his news agency, the Bloomberg News Agency, not to cover him or any of the Democrats running for president. But you can still, Bloomberg journalists, cover President Trump and hammer the heck out of him. That's my column, my brand new column called Pray for the Press. I hope you read it. And I'm going to do this tomorrow a little bit more. But aside from that, Bloomberg goes on CBS and he gives Cory Booker what he thinks is a compliment. Go.
Cory Booker endorsed me a number of times, and I endorsed Cory Booker a number of times. Mm-hmm. He's very well-spoken. He's got some good ideas. It would be better the more diverse any group is.
So what was wrong with that? What was wrong with that statement? Very well-spoken. It's a racist statement because Cory Booker is African-American. And Cory Booker himself said he was taken aback by the comment. He's very well spoken. He's got some good ideas. Booker was taken aback. It's racist. It's a racist comment. All right. Now, if I would have said it. I don't think Bloomberg is trying to be racist. I don't think he had any blanking clue that he's going to be attacked as a racist. Particularly because Joe Biden, a few years ago, let me get the date, February 2007, said this, go.
I mean, you got the first sort of mainstream African-American who was articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man.
Talking about Barack Obama. Now, to President Obama's credit, he didn't call Biden a racist. He put him on a ticket as a VP. So, I mean, clean? Now there, that would have been problematic had I said it or anybody said it. Clean? Biden said it. Barack Obama overlooked it, gave him the second. But saying that Cory Booker is well-spoken, has some good ideas, is a racist statement? I don't know, that's the age we live in, it's the country we live in. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to ArcSeedKits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code PODCAST. That's ARKSeedKits.com. Promo code PODCAST. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. ArcSeedKits.com.
All right, here's the final thought of the day. As I said to Brett, you will waste your time if you watch the news programs tonight on the Horowitz Report. They will not tell you the truth or put it into perspective. But if I'm wrong, and if they do, if you see someone on television or even writing in a newspaper that tells you the truth, please let me know by email or on a message board. All right, because I am killing the press That's not going to be my next killing book after Crazy Horse, but I am doing it. Again, I want you to read, please, my new column, Pray for the Press, all right? Because it is so awful now. It is so bad. But if you see someone who does something good, please let me know. We'll see you tomorrow.